Well, I'm in Belpertown's clubhouse at the moment. I've been put through a right ringer of a day. I've had my first job interview this afternoon up in Leeds, and I thought it went okay. It was one of those, sometimes you come away from it thinking, oh, maybe I should have said that, or maybe I shouldn't have said that. But I suppose that's how it goes. It's all good experience, and hopefully I've done well enough with that. But I'm now, yes, as I've said, I'm in Belpertown FC's clubhouse.
Just been
watching the Nailers win 1-0 against Michelover Sports, ending Michelover's Unibond League record-breaking run of 16 matches on the spin. And we're one of the fans here, Andy Darlington. Darlo, what do you think about the game today?
Hello, Joe, by the way.
Hello.
Wonderful game, best game we've played since Sheffield away, I'd say, when we won 6-2, which was back in, when was that, by the way?
It was a long time
ago. I'm just looking at the fixtures here. There we go. Saturday, December the 5th.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago. Far too long.
Yeah.
The fans have been saying for a long time now that the players needed to start better, needed to come out of the traps, all guns blazing, and that's exactly what happened today. Every single one of them had passion, desire, spirit, real fight for the cause, and thoroughly deserved the win. You know, just a wonderful, wonderful performance.
And Golf Anthony Wilson capping off a magnificent performance from the Belpers strike. He really caused their centre-halves a great deal of problems today.
He did. Their number six particularly, and their number three, sorry, I don't know the names, but just pulling him back all the time, and he did react one or two times to that. Still needs to improve on his discipline a little bit, but he didn't get booked, and he had a wonderful game. Could have had at least a hat trick. There was the little back heel, there was another one that went just over. Yeah, a wonderful performance from him and Dino up front as well.
Yeah.
And in fact, the whole team. Mm.
Especially in the second half, though, they Belper 1-0 up going into the second half, but really won the midfield battle. Matt Telling and Tom Naylor in the centre both had excellent games.
Yeah, exactly. It was, when I first got here and I heard that Steve-O was left out, I thought, you know, hey, what's occurring here? But it was a partnership that worked well. You know, Matt's always, you know, making these telling passes, as they're called. And
yes.
And he was doing that again tonight. Some wonderful passes. Tom really getting forward well as well. Full of passion and desire, Tom. Potential man of the match there.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out who the man of the match award is soon. It's Tim Harrison, the photographer, is getting ready to snap whoever's won that. Now, a couple of weeks back, when we'd beat Skelmersdale, I did a report on this
audio boo,
is what you're on now.
Hello.
And I said at the end, the Belpertown buzz is back. Well, we didn't win for another two games after that. So, but do you reckon, I mean, you know, it's pretty positive in it in the clubhouse.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Can we go on and get that playoff spot? Do you think this would be the catalyst?
Definitely. We've got to build on this now, you know, use it as a foundation. You can bring out all the old cliches in the book. But that's what we've got to do. I'm really impressed with Ryan Hindley, if you prefer. His attitude on the forum this week, he's been bigging us up, calling for the fans to get behind the team. Just, you know, the fans have been saying, get him in that starting lineup, get him in that starting 11, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Because he's just been showing such passion on the forum. You know,
and
trying
on Facebook as well.
Yeah, trying to get the fans involved and to sing, and it, you know, just creating a real buzz. And he carried that on the pitch tonight, so man of the match.
Man of the match award coming up soon.
Your match sponsor today has been Repton Training Limited, and making the presentation on their behalf is Sam Repton. They've selected as Belpertown's man of the match number one, Adam
Oggy. Blimey. Well done, Oggy.
Oggy.
Turn that off for a second. Adam Ogden, man of the match. Your thoughts on that? Played well, actually. His handling was impeccable on quite a greasy surface.
Yes. He did make one or two
and the match ball spots
excellent
of the
saves.
Been
on
friends and family of Arthur Sims. And they selected the Michelover man of the match. And for the man of the match,
Eric
they selected
Graves,
number seven, Eric
yes.
Graves.
Well done, man.
Come on, Eric. He's gone home. Oh no, he's here.